Welcome in Shay Caldwell joining us on behalf of the Downtown Association. Shay, we've not seen you since Nebraska Land Days, so how'd the festival treat you?
You know, it was great. We had a lot going on with the bike rodeo and the sandcastle contest. We had tons of kids out. Just, you know, the prime rib feed traffic was backed up for miles. It was great. I think next time I'm going to have to provide entertainment for all those cars that are stopped in front of us.
And I was amazed too. The line was moving very fast. It's a very efficient process that the Lincoln County Cattlemen and the Downtown Association have really triumphed.
Yes. And the first couple cars that came through each ordered like 50 or 60 meals.
Oh my.
Yeah.
And well, you don't want to order just one.
No, but it was just incredible. And they have gotten that system down pat. So
yeah,
it is really good. And I also would like to mention, since we followed up with Trudy, this race is also something that's very near and dear to my heart.
Oh, sure.
I help coordinate this one. My sister suffers with kidney disease. Mm. And so, you know, she just 18 hours of infusions every day and just the things that it just kidney disease is one of those silent things that, you know, she looks healthy. People mm-hmm. don't realize that she's as sick as she is, except for all the tubes coming out of her chest. And so this is one that I really urge people to get behind. Not only is it fun with a color run and that whole concept, but it really is for a great cause.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword in a positive way, as most things are with the Platte River Fitness Series. So
definitely
appreciate you sharing that personal experience with us this morning, Shay. And more fun coming to the downtown North Platte community this weekend as we begin the Platte River Cruise once again. And this has been growing for a number of years, and it seems like it's grown once again this year.
It really has. The crazy thing is that, you know, I get tired of everybody saying there's nothing to do in this town.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
That's ludicrous.
We just came off of Nebraska Land Days, then 4th of July, and now this car show that actually started yesterday and mm-hmm. stretches all the way through Sunday. So there's definitely plenty to do, and it really is growing. And for a small community, we are really pulling in people from everywhere, celebrities, as well as the car enthusiasts. And it's grown to a point that this is really putting us on the map.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a big tourism boost, too. We come off of Nebraska Land Days to have something like this. We're attracting a different group of tourists, but they're welcome here anytime, just as anybody is.
It's so much fun. Even if cars aren't really your thing, antique cars, I think anybody can appreciate those.
Oh, absolutely.
They're
especially
beautiful.
Some of them that are preserved so well.
Yes, yes. These people are so passionate about their cars, and they'll sit and talk to you about them all day long. But just to look at how that history has been preserved, and if you can just stop and picture yourself way back in the day when those cars first came out and how it was the coolest thing in the world and how time evolves and now they're the coolest thing in the world again.
And how things were built to last back then, too.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So, you know, Jeff, when he does something, he does it well.
Mm-hmm.
And he has quite the antique car collection, and it is amazing. I'm tempted to put Piper in the 72 Chevy for her first car when she's driving to high school.
Hey, they really don't make them like they used to. Those older vehicles, quite a bit safer, more metal on them too, and
this is true.
Yeah. So Shay, we have the Platte River Cruise. It officially began yesterday, like you mentioned, continues throughout today and throughout this coming weekend as well.
Yes. The tonight there's the movie Grease will be shown, and I believe we were trying to look and see if it's definitely at the the museum. I think
yes,
it might be shown
at the Lincoln County Historical
Museum. Yes. And so that's in conjunction with Relay for Life.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of their fundraiser and bringing awareness to that event. And then tomorrow night kicks off the registration. So people will be able to, if they want to participate in the car show, if they have a car that they would like displayed, they can get registered at Nebraska Land Bank. That will be followed up by a cruise down the ones and then a dance downtown. So that's tomorrow night, right? Today's Thursday.
Yep,
my days are
Friday.
A little mixed up.
Now, with that holiday Monday, it does that to you.
Yes, it does. And then Saturday is the big day. So all the cars will be on display on Saturday. So you can check out all of the cars that will be parked downtown, all around downtown. Also in the former Alco building, there will be some cars.
Cool.
That's also where the celebrities will be. So you can catch them. They'll be there throughout the day signing autographs. And then something new this year is we have a motocross stunt group that's coming out, cool. and they're doing shows throughout the day. We have the local Jeep Club that's coming out. They're not really a club. They're just a group of people that, you know, have a common theme with their Jeeps and Broncos and things that they four-wheel with. They're going to come out, and they're going to have an exhibition. They're, you know, they're going to flex. They're going to drive up on each sure. other's tires, you know, that kind of cool stuff. Yep. Kind of four-wheeling without four-wheel location. Wow. Yeah, it's kind of cool. So that'll be here. Then on Saturday night, there will be – so after the display ends with the car show, everyone will get in their cars and they'll cruise again. Mm-hmm. And then we'll regroup downtown for two concerts. We have oh, my cousin's going to kill me because I just lost his name. That's terrible. No Drinking on Grounds.
Yep.
My cousin's in that band. Woo! Sorry, Matt. No Drinking on Grounds. We'll mm-hmm. kick it off. And then The Grind, 5280. And after that, we'll have the big fireworks show again. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to be a huge party downtown. So really, you can spend the whole day down here.
Oh, absolutely.
Keep in mind, Saturday, we are closing we're closing a lot of streets around downtown.
Sure.
So you'll have to find, you know, the outlying parking lots to park in. But also keep in mind that those downtown businesses, those streets are closed. Mm-hmm. People are looking at the cars. Don't just use those downtown businesses to escape the heat and just steal their air conditioning. Actually, take a look around and you yeah. might find something that you have no ideas there. And be sure to thank those businesses for, you know, giving up pretty much a good sales day to have this event down there. So they really do sacrifice a lot.
Two birds, one stone. Exactly. Cool off in the AC, do a little bit of shopping, support a local business. It doesn't get much better.
Yeah, Brown's just finished their remodel. They're moved back in. Out. Everyone, you know, you can cool off with Double Dips ice cream. Mm-hmm. That's a good place to go. We will have food trucks and vendors. And then Sunday is something that's pretty cool. I get to melt two of my worlds together. So the Downtown Association is hosting an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast.
Yes, I'm excited for this.
Right? It's a free will donation, and all of the proceeds go to the Trails Network, which I'm also very passionate about. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a cool thing. And the motorcycle stunt team will be there Sunday as well.
Cool.
Yes. And then part of Sunday will be a car parts swap meet. So if you have some car parts you want to get rid of, or you're looking for some, we're going to have that swap meet. Along with the celebrities, we've got Matt Fuhrer and his group from Matt's Rods and Restorations coming in. Mm-hmm. They bring a film crew. They make it really fun and lively. Celebrities, you'll have to come down and check out. We'll have Horny Mike again. Mm-hmm. New this year is we'll have Diesel Dave and The Muscle, and we'll have Richard Fruin. We have some artists coming in. Pinstriper Sarah Kirby will be here again.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she does an awesome job with pinstriping. She freehands it all. It's just crazy. She has such a steady hand. It's
words
amazing.
Words do not do it justice. You have to see it for yourself,
yes,
folks.
For sure. So there's just so much going on. So you will find something, I promise you. Just head on downtown anytime in this next weekend. Wear your sunscreen.
Yes.
Bring some water. It's going to be a hot one. You know, my body never sees sunlight usually. And this weekend, my friend Shelly came from Arizona. And so I spent two solid days in the sun. My skin's not very happy.
Need a little aloe, do you?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I need to bathe in it.
So, Shay, if folks want to participate and check out the calendar of events, where can they view that at?
Yes, because there are so many events, I highly encourage you to go to the website, PlatteRiverCruise.com. I forgot to mention mm-hmm. the Rockabilly Contest.
Oh, yes.
That's such a huge thing. The Rockabilly Contest is happening this year at Venue 304.
Okay.
Kristen's worked really hard at organizing that. There's, of course, the Pinewood Derby, the Kids Cruise. We've changed the location and time on that. That's mm-hmm. moving to Cody Park on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, cool.
Matt's Rods and Restorations is paying for rides for the kids. And so there's, again, I know I have missed a lot. So be sure to go to the website and check out all of those details. Burnout competition, loud exhaust competition, loud speaker competition.
Yeah,
there's something for everyone.
And I love, too, it extends throughout the community, encompasses downtown quite a bit, but it's going to go over to Cody Park, too. Free rides over there for some of the kiddos. So it's going to really encompass the entire community.
It is. And the sponsors, please take a moment to check out the sponsor page on the website, because we couldn't do this without our sponsors. We are very, very grateful to Nebraska Land Bank for sponsoring the concerts. The concerts are free because of Nebraska Land Bank.
Awesome.
So, so that's huge. We have the fireworks, like I said, by J&M Displays, Wilkinson Development, Platte Valley Electric, Jerry Remus, Whitetail, of course, Jansen, Refined Boutique, AJ's, Ace Hardware, Scooter's Coffee, so many. So please, please, please take some time and visit that sponsor page. And if you're in their businesses, be sure to thank them for sponsoring, because we can't have events like this without sponsors.
Yep, it takes the community, that's for sure.
It really does. And that's what I love about North Platte. Everybody just rallies around whenever something is needed. It warms my heart.
The canteen spirit is still alive and well.
It is. It is. And that's what I tell everybody. That's why we renamed the canteen district what it is. Because that canteen brought out the best in the best of people. And I feel like we are in a time and a place in North Platte where the best of the best of people are coming out and doing their best to make this community grow and shine. And I love it here.
Couldn't agree more. PlatteRiverCruise.com. Find that full calendar of events. Check everything out, and they can find out how to participate, right?
Exactly. If you have any questions, come down to Whitetail. You can talk to myself or Jeff. But honestly, if you just show up downtown, you can even... I know people love to just sit outside and watch the cars cruise by.
Yeah,
so you'll have that opportunity Friday night and Saturday.
The fire come when the weather cools off too.
Yes, so. Yes. Or you can just sit in your car and watch the cars come.
Enjoy
by.
The AC. Why not? Shay, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I don't think so. I think I like I said, I apologize if I missed anything to all of our awesome sponsors and participants, but you can see everything again at PlatteRiverCruise.com.
Good luck this weekend, Shay. Thanks for stopping by the studio, and thanks for helping the Platte River Cruise continue to happen and continue to grow.
Thank you.